Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host, Iggy Garcia, Mark Matheny. Sit back and relax, grab a sandwich, listen to some of the coolest hosts on the internet. Food for your soul, food for your heart. Now, on to the show.
Hello. having a couple technical issues here, but welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom. I am one of your hosts, Mark Matheny, and we should have your other host, Iggy Garcia, on the line here momentarily. So today is Tuesday, September 16th. lots of big astrological stuff happening in the next 24 hours. We just had a new moon and a solar eclipse on the 13th, which was Sunday. Coming up tomorrow, we have three big three pretty big events happening tomorrow. At 2:56 in the morning, we have a Jupiter opposition to Neptune. At 2:10 tomorrow afternoon, we have Mercury going retrograde. And at 10:47 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturn will be leaving Scorpio finally and entering Sagittarius. Okay. Huh. Interesting. Okay. So, lots of technical issues here today. Getting ready, getting a jump start on the Mercury retrograde by having our technical issues a day early. That's interesting. Okay, so a little more details here. The Jupiter-Neptune opposition tomorrow. Jupiter is the big picture planet. Neptune is dreams, imagination, Let's see. Yep.
Hello. Hey, what's going on? keep going.
Yes, fighting with the computer. Neptune is imagination, dream life, psychic abilities, the unknown. It can be fear. Jupiter is also optimism. And so coupling that with Saturn being at the last grade of Scorpio, one of the main themes here is, can we see past our own fear to create the reality that we want? Can we see outside of the box far enough and not worry about the all the little details or the things that may not be flowing properly right now to envision the reality that we want, to be able to move forward without, you know, sometimes we're, well, for some of us, almost all the time, we are our own worst critics, and, you know, I keep going back to what our friend Gary said at the beginning of the year for his New Year's resolution. He said, you know, my goal for this year is to get out of my own way. And
mm-hmm.
I have found that this is a big issue with me. That I am,
you're not alone.
Yeah, I am. I believe I am by far my biggest problem between getting the wheels on my head to stop spinning long enough to be sane and rational and focused enough to put things into place properly. sometimes it's difficult to peek your head out of the rabbit hole, is all I can say at this point. So,
well, now you know, Mark. You can work from that point.
That's right. If I would not spend so much time fighting myself, I think I'd be much further down the road that I am at this point.
Your story reminds me of the wounded warrior.
Yes.
You know, the guy who hurt himself, got hurt, and he had to kind of address himself, meet himself in the shadows eventually at some point.
Yes, and that is what Saturn and Scorpio is all about, too, is, you know, confronting your shadows. You know, why am I pissy sometimes? Why am I angry sometimes? Why do we self-sabotage ourselves? Why do we, why do we stop ourselves? It's like, is there some kind of, you know, is it a low self-esteem thing, or is it a, you know, do we let fear overrun our lives? You know, how do we, why do we keep thwarting ourselves at a point, as I think this? I know the question I need to ask. I think there are others out there as well, too, that may have the same issue, but what do you think?
When you wake up and you see Donald Trump winning in the polls, and, you know, that kind of scares people. You know, it's kind of one of those things. How does that happen? How can that possibly happen in this country? People are saying to themselves, creating that fear. I think fear is something, you know, you've heard, probably heard the old cliche, fear is false evidence appearing real.
Yeah.
Fear, for some people, is one of those things that's really not there. It's more in our insecurities about how we see things and how we feel about things. And maybe the plans we didn't make and the decisions we didn't take, you know, so it all accumulates and it becomes an emotional issue. And then, you know, our ego kicks in and then tries to protect us and tries to, you know, say, hey, you know, maybe it's this way or that way. And, you know, humans have a way of talking their way in and out of things constantly. So that's just one version. That's my version. You know, maybe we just, this, the same way that we move through life, you know, take a little accountability for what we do and for what we stand for. I don't think we give ourselves enough credit and enough respect that we're capable. You know, because along the line, somebody told us that we weren't, and that we saw our parents a certain way, and then we kind of like, well, we're a genetic makeup of them. Maybe we're going to have the same results. I don't know. You know, it could be that you see people who make tons of money, who have a great living, and then you see people who don't do anything. I think it's patterns. I think it's way of living and understanding and trying to be different and try to step out of your circumstances. I'm not sure. You know. It's different for me. Fear, I don't know if I'm fear, if it's fear for me. Maybe it's just fearful moments, you know, when I don't feel confident in my ability. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's I think that's very possible. I mean, I think, you know, right now there's just a lot of things showing, or, you know, pointing at us confronting our fears, our feelings of lack, our, you know, fear of where the economy's going. You know, we're being shown our fears, and it's like, you know, there's two doors in front of us. You know, there's this Saturn and Scorpio door that is getting ready to close, and that can be a fearful reality, you know, just with lack of. In this Jupiter Neptune opposition is, you know, this kind of symbolizes the ability or the hope to kind of step out of the shadows and kind of say, hey, I'm not, you know, things are not perfect on this planet, and I can sit and spin my wheels and go crazy over every little detail that's not going properly, or, you know, I can just throw stuff out there and trust that the universe will pick it up, run with it, and, you know, put us on the right trail or connect us with the right people. Or,
sure.
You know, we have a lot of heavy energy through the end of this month. And so this is, you know, it's kind of asking us what road we're going to take. Are we going to live the fear-based, closed down, you know, angry, frustrated reality? Or are we going to say, you know what, I'm going to continue to try and do what I feel I'm supposed to do and make headway, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to sit and whine about every little setback or everything that doesn't go perfectly or everything that, you know, may not be right now exactly what we want it to be.
Right.
We're kind of being asked to make a choice right now.
Maybe it's uncertainty instead of fear. You know, you look at our positions here in the United States alone, our government. You know, who's in charge? The executive, the judicial, the legislative? Who's actually running our government? Who's actually making the decisions for us? You know, it's. I think people are confused. I think that's why we have a lot of issues. We're talking about things we know. So what we know is here. You know, the Supreme Court makes decisions for certain branches because that branch can't make a decision. So at what point, who supersedes and who oversteps? You know, when the executives decide they want to do something, they do it. And then, you know, the judicial steps in and the judicial makes a Supreme Court ruling on certain issues. You know, we have to ask ourselves, are these legitimate Supreme Court rulings? Are these legitimate? Because at what point does one party, one group, one branch have more power over the other, for example? You know, these are questions we should ask ourselves as people here in this country. And I think we're not really into the process, so we don't understand. For example, we had this big thing with the gay marriage. It was passed, the Supreme Court says, you know, civilly you should be able to get married. And then you have somebody who is also voted in by her constituency at a certain point, and she makes the decision that she's not going to sign documents. And then at what point does the judicial system have the right to, I'm not defending her, I'm just kind of making a point here. At what point does the judicial, you know, branches of government have the right to the authority to arrest her for what she's doing? But yet, we all make, all these politicians, they take an oath on the Bible, you know, and they all swear under God that they're going to do something and protect and uphold the Constitution and uphold, you know, there's a fine line. And I think that's what happens with fear. That's what happens with people. It sends a wrong message. You know, we do talk about separation of church and state, but at what point is which branch is trying to have supremacy over the other? And I think it's a battle that we don't see and a battle that we are not aware of. And it's been brought to my attention just recently. And I never really thought about that way. I never thought about that branches would actually have their own agendas to protect their interests. But that's where fear comes in. That's fear-based. That's fear. when you feel like you're going to lose control and where you have to do things that maybe don't necessarily you're in congruency with, you know, at what point, what does the supreme law of the land, the court of the land, have rights to do anything? What are they supposed to see? Do we, if we ask any typical American, what can the Supreme Court actually do? What is their official job? Are they actually superseding their position? Every time that they don't agree with the legislatives, are they going to step over? So it's really interesting. Corporations have taken a big thing. I'm not trying to talk about politics, but we're talking about fear, and fear comes from the things that are around us. Fear comes from the things that affect us. And the things that affect us is money. We don't have any money. The things that affect us, security. We don't have security because we think we need money to have security. So all these things play into our feelings and our emotions.
Yes, I agree. I mean, and that's, you're right, you know, there are different factions within the, you know, government and stuff, and they do have their own, you know, some people are elected, some people are, you know, appointed positions, and you have executive orders, you have all kinds of different, you know, Washington, D.C. is its own little society and has everyone's got their own little agendas. And, you know, we run across that just, you know, if you work in an office, you run across the same thing. It's like everyone has different little factions they represent on some level or another. And so there's always, you know, it's always a multi-level thing that's going on, you know, especially, you know, politically. And we see that in, you know, just in society as well.
And it plays into our spirituality, and that's what the show's about. You know, about spirituality and, you know, having beliefs and believing that we can be able to express ourselves in the way we want, especially in this country. So that's why I brought that topic up and brought that point up.
Right, because even with that woman, that case with that woman that you're talking about, I mean. I felt in different scenarios I needed to step out of my feelings were different than what maybe my employer or friends or the company I was affiliated with or whatever wanted to do. But at a point, it's like, you know, I respect people speaking their mind and standing up for what they think is right. But on the same level, when you're this woman is an elected official. So at a point, too, if you're an elected official, there has to be some accountability on that, too, as to, you know, am I going to do what the people who elected me want, or am I going...
Right there. Hold it right there. That's exactly what I wanted to hear come out of your mouth, if that's what I was voted for. That's super important. That's a super important statement, because you know what? She was voted into office prior to this decision.
Yes. Yes, and looking at the constituency demographics of where she is, there may be a majority of people in that area that agree with her.
Exactly.
I'm not
That's
sure.
That's my point.
And so, mm-hmm. you know, perhaps she is going along with what the majority of the people around here want.
Right. Yeah, I'm not saying she's right or wrong. I'm not here to judge her. At what point, you know, when the Supreme Court makes a ruling, how fast is it implemented? What's the timetable? You know, what happens? Those things I'm not familiar with, and I don't know enough to speak on those things. But, you know, it sounds like something that went into, it was in the legislative branch, you know, and then it kind of moved into the judicial branch somehow, because the you know, your congressmen, your senators couldn't make a decision, they couldn't decide what was best and what was whatever. So I'm not sure at what point the Supreme Court gets involved and how that gets involved. So on a religious matter, I guess this is it kind of crosses the fine line of religion and something that's very, you know, civil. Because marriages can be civil also, as long as they can also be, you know, very very religious in orientation as well. You get married in front of a judge, you know, the judge represents a certain, well, so I don't know, Mark.
Yeah, it's a sticky wicket on some levels.
So,
it's a sticky wicket on some levels.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm at my home base. I'm gonna log in through there, so I'm going to cut off for a second. You just keep going, and I'll catch up with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay. So there's a lot of different ways to look at some of these things. But again, you know, even decisions like that and stuff are probably made out of fear, you know. Fearful that somebody else's way of life may overtake our own. I mean, that's coming up again with, you know, the Syria refugees. We're seeing that too. There's all these people trying to flee Syria and trying to enter other countries. So we have all these refugees, and it's like some countries are taking them in and others are not. And, you know, I understand both points of view. I mean, I understand, hey, if our economy is struggling and there's not enough jobs for everyone, how can we take in thousands and thousands of more people? And then the other side of me, too, says, hey, you know what? These are people that are fleeing a really bad situation. They are our fellow man, and we should reach out and help them. So all these situations and decisions we make are not necessarily, you know, they're not all black and white decisions. There ends up being a whole lot of gray area that we have to muddle through in our existence. It's not all, it's all not clear cut, right and wrong choices. Now we'll have, you know, puppets from either side, you know, standing up and saying, hey, this is a clear cut, this or that. But, you know, I think very few, you know, things wouldn't be tough decisions if they were very obvious. So sometimes there are very tough decisions that we have to make, and it may be upsetting or offensive to some. And we may even change our own minds on, you know, our opinions. I don't feel the same, you know, just on political, social, spiritual issues. I don't feel the same way that I did on a lot of things, you know, how I felt 10 years ago or 5 years ago. There's a lot of things that I've changed my mind on the last 2 years. So, you know, that's one thing, you know. Sometimes I stop and look at, you know, like what are my belief systems? And again, this has to do with that Jupiter-Neptune opposition. Jupiter rules the ninth house. That's belief systems. So it's like, what are my belief systems? And how do they, are there contradictions? Are there conflicts in there? Do I set myself up for failure or agitation or things just because, you know, there are certain things that we had instilled in us when we were young, and we just keep running with those. And it's like, you know what? As sometimes we have to look and see, you know, hey, is this what I actually believe, or was I indoctrinated with this? Or was I raised in a society or a town or a family that believes certain things? You know, I was brought up being, you know, most of my family was Republican. And, you know, so I kind of followed that up until my, you know, mid-20s or whatnot. Then when I just started seeing that, you know, things were not as they appear to be, I've kind of seen, you know, some of the things that I thought I believed are not actually true, and that, you know, now I consider myself very independent, libertarian leaning, I should say. So, you know, and that's part of the growth process. I don't think that we should have the exact same belief systems and the same ideas and the same concepts that we had when we were 8 or 18 or 30. You know, we have all these different, as things change and we get information, we should be able to allow ourselves to change our ideas, our methodologies, our perceptions, our idea of what the big picture is. And, you know, we should give ourselves the ability to shapeshift, if you so to speak. Hello?
I'm back. I'm in home base now.
Excellent.
Cool.
Yeah, so I was just talking about, you know, perceptions and, you know, just how we should allow our ideas and methodologies and spiritual beliefs and personal and social beliefs to, you know, change and evolve as we get older. We should be able to fluctuate, and as we get more information, we should be able to adjust our belief systems and what we're willing to fight for. And, you know, and I was just kind of saying that, you know, there's really very few really black and white issues. Most of the decisions we make, if things are obvious, then it's not a tough decision.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of decisions we have to make that are, you know, have a lot of gray area in them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. I think there's always gray area. There's no clean cut dry, like you're saying. People would like to believe that it's that easy to say, oh, it's just weird that way.
Right. And rarely is it that way. There's always something we haven't thought of or some, you know, there's always lots of other things to take into consideration that we may not have thought of before, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Makes you think.
Yeah. And, but, you know, there's always the talking heads on either side. You know,
mm-hmm.
trying to tell you what is or what isn't correct. And it's just, it's just not always that simple. It's just not always that simple.
Yeah, you would like it to be simple. I like simple myself, but hey, you know, sometimes we just don't get simple, you know?
Yeah. Yes, not that easy to
searching for the words as his computer works in his head.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break, Mark. I'm gonna push here the button on my end and take us to a little commercial and take us a little break so we gather our thoughts. So I'm not popping in and out on you like a magician, right?
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to withinsightsradio.com.
All right, we are back. I want to welcome everybody to With Insights Radio, and this is Lunchtime Wisdom with Mark and Iggy, and we hope you're enjoying our show. We're kind of hitting a little bit of everything. Sometimes we have to kind of reflect and go back and think about the things that we thought were maybe one way and maybe they're this way. But either way, you know, it doesn't make it wrong or right. It's just our decision, and it's our choices to make and to retract some things. I'm not retracting anything, but it is our choice if we truly want to. I stand by what I usually say and stand firm, and if I'm in error and I'm corrected, I will say I have been corrected. So I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know, dear.
Oh, goodness.
So,
yep.
Yeah, my brain's just totally scattered all over the place today.
Is that what it sounds like? No. I think that's what my brain sounds sometimes.
Very similar. Yeah, I'd imagine.
Are you like a crazy person, Mark?
yeah, I would play that sample, but, you know, I tried to play a sample like 30 minutes ago, and it's Blog Talk is locked up on my side as far as the samples.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mine worked pretty
good. Mark!
Yours is locked up.
I'm quite sure they will say so.
There you go. Found it.
Maybe just that one is locked.
Maybe.
The crowd cheering one is not working. No cheers today.
We've nothing to. How about this one? Yeah, that one works.
Yes, that.
The cheering one doesn't work.
It had locked up for like 30 minutes on mine. Wow. Now it appears to be working.
Okay. And the show has gone to the toilet.
Yeah.
Get it together, Iggy.
Yeah. We're having like audio clip fight here.
Yeah, it's turned into a virtual battleship now.
Ooh, you got me this toenail.
E11.
E11 is.
Got my lollipop, you.
You sank my battleship.
Yeah. F2. We have fun on the show, guys. For those of you who've never tuned into our show, we do have fun here. We don't want to be all serious all the time.
Yes, there's enough serious. I make an effort some days where I'm just going to say, you know what, screw fear and worry and what. I'm forcing it to take a day off. I think you've got to do that once in a while. It's like, I am not participating in the fear factory today.
Yeah. My dad and I had a really good debate today. You know, I took him to the dentist. They're going to check his molar. They're going to operate on doing a little root canal on him on October 1st, since they were too busy today. But it was interesting. It was interesting to, you know, just talk to him and get his perspective on stuff. My little sister works for the State Department, and she's in Germany right now, so it's pretty interesting to get their point of views and their vantage points on how they see the world. And, yeah, it was a good conversation. Good conversation. With your elders.
Awesome. So yeah, you've got the Great Council this weekend.
Yeah, I hope to go. As long as my cars don't act up. And I'm waiting for paychecks to come in and donations to flow. So we'll see what happens.
Awesome. We are we are heading down to the Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant this weekend. Last Friday on my show, I had Susan Shepherd on, who is a Mothman, Injured Cold, Men in Black expert, and she runs the Parkersburg Haunted Ghost Tours. And
wow, sounds like fun.
Yeah. So I've got an additional really creepy story to add on from my show.
Oh yeah, please.
So she was telling us some of the, you know, unheard, because she's like, she's in some of the Mothman Photographers DVD, and she's been seen on some of the shows on Travel Channel and stuff. She runs the Parkersburg Haunted Ghost Tours and everything. So she gave us a lot of inside stories and just creepy stuff about Mothman and Injured Cold and stuff that aren't in the books, and she gave us some exclusive stories, and she's one of the featured speakers at the Mothman Festival. So so this was weird. The show was on Friday, so I was talking to my girlfriend Friday night, and she doesn't pay much attention to my show. She gets enough of me the rest of the time, I think. I'm sure so do others. So I don't know that she was totally aware or not of who exactly my guest was. But she was talking to a friend of hers at work, telling her about the Mothman Festival. And this is the same day I had Susan on my show. But someone, a coworker of my girlfriend's, has an uncle that actually died on the Silver Bridge collapse.
Ooh.
How freaky is that?
Yeah, that's pretty freaky.
And I didn't find that out until that evening. And obviously her coworker had no idea that I had one of the world's leading Mothman experts on my show that day. So that was bizarre. And then this weekend there was an explosion on the Ohio River. There were some people.
Really?
It gets creepier. So I guess there was some people trying to, it was a boat that blew up. Now, luckily, no one was seriously injured. There was a couple of people that got minor injuries. But, that happened just like 24 hours after my show. I think it was some people trying to fuel up their boat. And I don't know exactly what happened. Something got ignited. But, kind of creepy lead up to the Mothman Festival.
Hmm. Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, so
you don't hear that every day. Hey, my boat blew up. Oh, really? Mothman this weekend.
Right. The week leading up to right on the Ohio River there. Pretty bizarre.
Mm-hmm. I'd say so.
And then the following Sunday, we'll all be down at Ash Cave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's jam-packed week. Month.
Yes. Yes, lots going on.
We'll see how we go.
So what else is happening on your end?
Not a whole lot. I have games tonight. I have a game tonight against one of the Hilliard teams. I'm not sure if it's Weaver or Memorial. They changed our schedule at 6 p.m. So for those of you who want to come see a good middle school soccer, both these teams are actually really good. So our team and the Hilliard teams are really good. You won't be disappointed. I've seen little kids fighting for space and territory on the soccer pitch.
Where's the game at?
It's at Jones.
Oh, it's at your school? Okay.
At the school, so yeah, I think there's like a buck or $2 admission, but other than that, yeah, it's a good event, man. A lot of people, probably don't think a middle school game is that good, but some of these kids are getting ready to go to the high school, and a few of them can probably play JVA or varsity, so that's kind of the quality players you get. You got some schools that aren't as good, but the majority of them are pretty good, so you should come, Mark. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. I'm not sure if I'll make it tonight or not, but I've got a copy of your schedule here. somewhere. We'll definitely get over to a at least a game or two here this season. This the season runs through middle of October. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we'll go into tournament in the middle.
Excellent. I know you guys only have, what do you have, one loss and one tie on the season, I believe?
We have four wins. We have, actually, we have five wins. One was by forfeit. I don't know if you really want to call that a win, but then we have one loss. So we're 5-1.
Okay.
Which isn't bad. We're in the midseason, though. We have 14 games season, so we're still almost close to the middle.
Yeah, 5-1 is 83%. That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, pretty excited. We've got then we have game Thursday against Grandview, and they're usually as good as we are. They're pretty tough. I think that's home too.
Is that home? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If I don't make it out tonight, I'll try and get over for the Thursday game.
Sounds perfect. So anything going on in your end of the woods? I mean, I know we're almost towards the end of our show. We're 15 minutes in, about to end. But so what's been going on in your life? What's been happening? You know, anything new?
I found my business structure was not solid how it was. So I've been taking a little break from my classes. I have a couple really good guests lined up for my radio show. I think I may kind of make that a bi-monthly, possibly, for a little while, till I get some things sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a guest booked for Friday the 25th, and then for the week after, I believe, I have a really good guest as well. Yeah, so I'm kind of leaning towards maybe taking my monthly classes, which I've been teaching mm-hmm. for about 6 years. I may be taking those online. I've had a lot of requests from people for doing stuff online. So I may do a joint live and online thing. Or it may just be online. I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what form this needs to take at this. I seem to have a lot of things right now where I'm not sure what form they're supposed to take. I never have a shortage of ideas, but it's just getting them out of my head and into the 3D reality. So, and I'm working on, I'm starting to work on. I've got material for about 6 books, I think. So I've got the info gathered. I'm kind of deciding which one I need to move forward with. And I know we've talked about doing some things, too, about maybe getting some things available on podcasts and stuff so that mm-hmm. People can find us on iTunes, maybe. And, you got to
switch.
Yeah. It's
a matter of time in doing it.
Yeah. Got to switch things around a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
Every once in a while. I try
to tell that to my wife, but she doesn't understand that.
Lucky for you, she's working and not listening to this, huh?
I guess I killed it. Burp. Big fart there.
Yeah, so
we have some callers. We have some callers on the line. You want to see what's going on with them? What's happening?
Sure.
Let's bring them on. Let's see who's been on here the longest. Actually, we'll kind of go with this note. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. I just tuned in.
Oh, okay, cool. We're just kind of chatting along.
Funny?
We're just kind of chatting along. If you have any questions for us or whatnot, feel free to.
Are you doing any messages? Are you giving out messages, you know, channeling or? I don't know, because, like I said, I just tuned in.
Oh, yeah, usually on this show we don't do that, but If you want to, Monday shows are usually our best place to do get messages. So if that's what you're looking for, that's usually at 7 o'clock.
So what are you guys have a dialogue today about?
We're just kind of hitting a little bit of everything, just talking a little politics, talking a little spirituality, a little religion, and just the current events of the day, and just trying to work and how do we work through that kind of stuff.
Oh, what's going on with astrology? I think I saw something about astrology.
Yeah, that's Mark. Mark does astrology. He is also available for consultation outside of this radio show. His website. Mark, what's your website again?
www.twofishesastrology.com.
Twofishesastrology.com? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And two is spelled out, T-W-O.
Okay.
But tomorrow's a really heavy day astrologically. There's a lot of, we have three big planetary things happening. So it's really kind of, about like confronting our fears and, not
getting
bogged down on difficult emotions.
Is it tomorrow or the 17th? Did I read something? The eclipse
it's the 17th. I totally lost it.
I read something about that. And also something about 888, a 888 day.
Some numerology posts on that. People talking about stuff. I don't get into the numerology as much. But that's there's a lot of intense energies out there right now. And next week will be very intense also.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in. We were getting a lot of feedback, so I had to put you on mute. So I do apologize for that. Usually I don't do that, but it's just was causing a lot of ringing in our ears here. Yeah, I mean, but every day is an astrology day, isn't it? Every day something's going to happen through astrology, don't you think, Mark?
Yeah, there's usually something going on every day, but this is having three events on one day is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, when I do my classes, like I don't even map out the little stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even bother with it.
usually,
I only keep track of the big stuff because usually the smaller stuff comes and goes so quick that it's hard to really do anything with.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of focus on just the big stuff. So I usually just have a couple days each month that are kind of pointed out. The 24th through the 27th, which is the end of next week, will be very intense also.
Mm. Every day for me is intense.
Yeah.
I live intensely. No, but I know what you're saying. I totally get it. So, caller, hopefully you got some information there from Mark. And then if you need to go any further with that, you can reach him there. And if you need readings, just call in Monday. Or you can just get a hold of me at IggyGarcia.com. And I can make an appointment with you and set up a time. All right, Mark, anything else you want to cover, or do you feel like we've covered pretty much what we need to cover today?
That was pretty much what I had for today, unless you have another topic.
Not really. I think it's good what we talked about. I think we shared enough information and something for people to gnaw on and to think about and to, don't want to overdo it with everything.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty excited, that at least the world's changing, people are changing, and they're willing to look at things a little different, that people are actually standing up for their rights, be it right or wrong, they're standing up for something. There's some kind of drive to do better and a drive to want to see, things in a different light. It just depends what side of the fence you're on. That's the only thing. Every side of the fence is completely different. And that's the only... if any drawback there is we don't have to fight the who's right game, the blame game, right game. No, my faction's correct. Yours isn't. You know, that's the only thing that is a little bothersome to me. But other than that, I think everybody's on the right track. At least we're not totally asleep.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And if I don't see you before this weekend, safe travels to the Great Council.
All right. Perfect. Very good, my friend. Then we will sign off, and we'll return next time. You guys enjoy the rest of your week. And Mark, you have a show this week or not?
I do not have a show this week. I'll be at the Light Expo this Sunday, speaking at 4:30.
All right, folks, 4:30, Universal Light Expo. Mark will be there in his pajamas, rabbit pajamas, giving his talk. So you want to see that? That'll be enough. That's your mission right there.
That's worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Mark, then I'll see you when I get back, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I may see you Thursday as well.
All right, bro, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. All right, take it easy. Bye.